And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get ready for this one. Bitter Betty's and bitter Bobby's? Wow. Plus, how do we forgive? That's an important question. Loving the living. And then we'll close it out with giving what we get.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving. The dogs are gone. We have survived. Living and prevailing. In fact, we feel like we are prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Of course, my son didn't get home till 3 in the morning yesterday. Oy vey, and so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic, by the way, is technically open for conversation. Because it's not professional radio, my friends. It's barely radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, but stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Parents are always amazed at how their children change when they move from childhood to adolescence. A helpful description I read once said, you can tell a child is growing up when he stops asking you where he came from and starts refusing to tell you where he's going. Raising children isn't easy, but it can be more enjoyable if we use our spiritual growth as an example. God is infinitely patient with our spiritual immaturity and headstrong ways when we begin our relationship with Him. He is the spiritual parent to us that we need to be to our children. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's counsel on parenting on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. By the way, Excalibur Roofing, they were out of town for a day or so and then sent me a belated birthday wish. It's pretty nice. Nice of people to do. It was my birthday a few days back, 4 days back. And boy, I'll tell you, Ingrid, she said, the world became a better place the day that you were born. That's what she said on her card. That's right. You can't pay for that. That is the best, right? Isn't that great? When your sponsors or you are close enough and you get those kind of cards and that kind of interaction, what do I need to tell you? If you've got a roof, anything, I don't care. If you're like, man, I need a new roof. I need some looking at the roof. I need to change it from this to this. I need to waterproof it. Whatever it is, you get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. You want to deal with quality people? That's what we're talking about. You want to deal with your roof issue with somebody you can have confidence in that they're not trying to do something weird or squirrely? Just get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. 760-743-8803. 760. That's right. 760. Like North County. 743-8803. Or ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Also, Facebook. You can just type in Excalibur Roofing and their information will pop up. A big thank you to Eric and Ingrid for their kindness. I'm telling you, is that a great belated birthday card to get? That's a good one, huh? I'm never going to forget that. That's the kind of people they are. Excalibur Roofing, any kind of roofing needs you have, get in touch with them. That will be a very good decision on your part. Keeping in prayer, our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral, who are still advancing the gospel in places that you and I probably will never go, where there's no running water, there's no heat, there's nothing, and people survive off the land. I think the average pay is $1 or $1.50. Let's see, is it $2 a day, I think, is what they communicate. It's just very simple. Whitefields Ministries supports rural pastors taking the gospel to the farthest places and planting churches in places that they've never heard of Jesus. And you think, well, how can they do that? The pastor goes there with his family, and they begin to talk to people about Jesus once they're established in the village, one person at a time. And you know how they advance the kingdom of God? Get this. One person at a time. You want to get more information, do me a favor. Go to 760, call 760-846-8610 or go to whitefields.org. In the Gospel of John chapter 4, Jesus said the fields are white. That's where Whitefields comes from. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. And please keep Coral and Steve in prayer. And it doesn't take a lot to mention somebody in prayer as they are putting their lives at risk to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like that. I like it. I mean, I stand by it. He's a good friend. And I get anxious sometimes not hearing from him. So it's like, you know, even if he sends an email and it's all garbled, at least I know he sent it. So just keep him in prayer. Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org. Okie dokie, artichokey. Let's get into our first DDD. Your name might not be Artichokey, but could be. Here we go. Our first DDD, Bitter Betties and Bobbies. Not talking about English police. Bitter Betties and Bobbies. Coming, starting off of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. We ready? Here we go. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. So let's just understand, maybe from a real approachable premise, what poison is. Poison is something that enters your system that is destructive upon its entrance, and that is contrary to what's in your body for its living organism functionality, and it eats away or attacks that. that is much of a definition of cancer, as cancer eats away at our insides, all of our good cells, all of the good elements inside us, and doesn't leave anything behind. I know a little bit about this. My dad died of cancer. So it's not, you know, something that's completely outside of my realm. So I'm not in the realm like a doctor. I'm in the realm like from somebody who's had death in the family. And my dad passed away when I was a young man. He died at age 49, and I was very young, 22. So I was a very young man when this took place. And there is a correlation between, in Scripture, between cancer slash poison. So let's use poison as the better example from Scripture. And understanding that bitterness inside of us functions like a poison. It eats away at us like a cancer. In my church dealings, one of the first spiritual figures really, really inflicted spiritual abuse upon the congregation. And that, as a Jewish believer, could have just left it. I could have just left it there. And in fact, in the beginning, I did just leave it there, where it's so bitter, who would want to be a part of this kingdom or this work or this movement? But I have a decision to make, as you have a decision to make, as we all have a decision to make, about how long we keep the bitterness, whatever the reason is for your bitterness. I'm not here to go into that part of the structure. I'm simply saying you may have a bitterness, and you may want to understand why we maintain that bitterness, and I'm going to give it to you in one straight line. So Tugboat Todd, if there is a line, this is the line. Because we keep the pain and don't forgive, we become bitter. That's it. Because we keep the pain and don't forgive, we become bitter. That's the only line you need to use for scripting on that, because this is what it's trying to tell us. Ephesians 4, this is a good verse, a reference verse. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 say, it says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Being angry is not a sin in and of itself, but maintaining your anger beyond the point of reasonable, maintaining and living and breathing and embracing that anger, going to bed with that anger and waking up with that anger, creates an entirely different element than the original anger, even if that anger was righteous. That anger morphs into bitterness. And that next verse says, and do not give the devil a foothold. The foothold that too many Christians give Satan is the maintaining beyond what is acceptable of the level of anger that we're holding. And by keeping that anger and keeping that pain and keeping that frustration and by not forgiving, we're killing ourselves. We're killing ourselves. You know, it's something that we do to us. We're doing it to ourselves. Because we're maintaining a bitterness, which is a poison inside our system. It's eating away at us, and we're keeping it. You know, they do a lot of illustrations. Well, if you eat this food, it's like eating poison. If you eat this, you know, if you eat too much cake, it's like this. And even Scripture says too much honey makes one vomit. But in this case, this isn't just eating bad. This is something that we're maintaining that's eating us. It's killing us. It's killing us, and we're keeping the pain, and we're holding on to it, and for a lot of us, we're not forgiving. You're not forgiving of the people involved in the situation. Maybe you're not forgiving of yourself, and quite honestly, though theologically wrong, some of you are still mad at God. Like, you haven't, like, let that go, and it's like, dude, dudette, it does not matter. If you hold on to it the way you're holding on to it, it's going to kill you. God has never done anything that is inappropriate, incorrect. And your take or my take on it does not change that. But us keeping that pain, keeping that bitterness, not operating in a general sense of forgiveness, that is killing us. When we come back, I want to talk about how do you then go about forgiving if you're a person that's holding on to the pain and the anger? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas, with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Today marks the 75th anniversary of the unprovoked Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and America's entry into World War II. Donald Stratton is one of five surviving sailors from the USS Arizona. He is the first from that ship to write a book about it. It's called All the Gallant Men. And if you want something that shows younger people what bravery and character look like, this is the book for you. Stratton was a 19-year-old who joined the Navy because, as he says, he needed a job and regular meals. He was from a small town in rural Nebraska that had been devastated by the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. He and his colleagues displayed enormous bravery under attack. He writes of the cruelty of the Japanese and the bravery of his shipmates, some of whom he names and who spring back to life like ghosts on a canvas. Men and women of that generation are leaving us by the hundreds every day. If you have a family member old enough to remember Pearl Harbor, ask where they were and what they remember from that December 7th. If not, get Donald Stratton's book. He'll tell you. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, one of the top real estate agents in the country. I don't know if you know this or not. Sam was born a Muslim and raised a Muslim, then became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian after he had an amazing encounter with one of San Diego's favorite sons, Dr. David Jeremiah. He actually went to Dr. David Jeremiah to convince Dr. David Jeremiah that Jesus was not the Christ. For Sam, that conversation went really well as a born-again Christian. For Sam, the Muslim, that didn't go so well. As he came out being a believer when the time he was done. Here is the connection to it all. If you have a church or if you have a Bible study or a group and you want to hear Sam's testimony, he loves to share it. Just get in touch with him by going to thinksam.com. He doesn't charge anything. He brings his book, has that opportunity just to share what the Lord has done in his life. It's an amazing, amazing testimony. In the 4 years we've done the radio show, one of the best moments we've ever had on the show is hearing Sam talk about this process. You can go to thinksam.com. Now, with that, he is a real estate agent and one of the top agents in the country. And if you're looking to sell your house or if you're looking to buy a house, he takes 25% of that commission, gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. He also will help you fix up a house if you're selling it and you don't have enough money to maybe fix it up because it doesn't have a front door, or maybe your garage door is missing, or maybe the front lawn looks like it's the backyard and the backyard looks like it's the dump and you need a little bit of work. He will forward up to $25,000 to help you sell that house. And then at the close of escrow, he takes the money back out, no interest charge. I mean, that's kind of a cool program. And if you got a friend that's kind of connected to all this, or a family member or a church member or a work member, and they're thinking about doing some real estate stuff and they're not really sure what to do, send them to Sam. Just send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. You know, I do think there's that referral fee program, but I don't know much about it. You'll have to ask Sam. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. Let him know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. You know, he's given away thousands and thousands of dollars to ministries in San Diego County through the show. So it's cool. I mean, that's a cool part of things, of the things that we do. Last thing I want to say, and then we'll get into the rest of our teaching, is don't forget about the KPRZ mobile app for iPhone and for Android. It's free. It's usable. It works great. It's got a great sound to it. I've used it like 15,000 times. Okay, not that many. 1,500, maybe not that many, 150. Okay, two cops and a rowboat? All right, so anyway, yeah, something along those lines. That was from Get Smart, people. Something along those lines, it's free, it doesn't cost you any money, gets the station great. Sometimes it even gets it better than some radio stations on different receptions. So I like that quite a bit. You need more information, you need to contact us, please do so. We'll be glad to help you with that. After all, it's free, so we don't mind giving that away. Because it's free to it. Okay. Let's get to that next segment. We were talking about bitter Bettys and Bobbies and how bitterness inside of us festers because we keep the pain and we don't forgive. And by keeping the pain and not forgiving, we're creating problems for ourselves as the bitterness festers into a poison and eats away at us. So really a question for this whole process is, within how do we forgive? How do we forgive? And I'm going to give you an answer you typically won't hear on how to forgive just in this first four words. And we can script on this. I think this would be a good four words to script on. The way that you forgive is, here we go. The way that you forgive is by using the truth. We forgive by using the truth. I'm going to explain that. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Let me read it all and then I'll explain it. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for the adoptions to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace he's freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. In him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. When people tell you, well, you don't need the blood of Jesus to be forgiven, that's because they're not Bible-believing, born-again Christians. Because the redemption that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ is where the forgiveness of sins comes for you and I. And if you're looking for that passage, it's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And it's been that way for 2,000 years. There are multiple passages that talk about this, but it's tough to get clearer than this one. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Okay, got it. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin, but if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. If you want to know what an advocate is, it is a representative slash a defense attorney slash a representative attorney that defends or protects their client. And that's what Jesus does for us. He defends and protects us if we sin. His blood enables us to get into the forgiveness of sins. Now, you're sitting there thinking, well, wait. You know, you're going to tell me that we are going to access forgiveness because God forgives us? Yes, but I'm not going to make that connection yet. What I'm telling you is that holding on to bitterness is killing us. Keeping track of our pain and not forgiving people is killing us. And the way that we get through that is stage one, step one, understanding truth. And that's God's truth, not any truth. And God's truth is that receiving forgiveness is our strength for giving it. And you need to understand that in Jesus Christ, you can receive forgiveness. So if you were going to write this down in a summary note, let's say you're sitting there, you're like, I'd like to put this down in a note, Dave. How do I do that? You would say essentially as a note, receiving forgiveness through Jesus is our strength for giving forgiveness to others. You want to know why? Oh, here comes the challenge. Because you can't give what you don't have. Did you hear that line? You can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have the forgiveness of God through the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ for your forgiveness of your sins, if you don't have that operating in your life, you're not giving that. If you don't have it, you're not giving it. I'll make this simple. You can't miss what I'm about to say. I know we're in these deeper levels here. I want you to just catch this. When people are asking for donations and you don't have any money, you don't give it if you don't have it because you just don't have it. If you had it, you would give it. Well, you can't give forgiveness if you don't have it. And you can't give something you haven't received. And receiving forgiveness from Jesus Christ is our strength for giving it. And we need that strength. We need that strength. We need that ability to give. We need that ability to forgive. We need that ability to extend. But we need to receive it in order to give it. You want to teach somebody about basketball? Here's a clue. You got to learn how to play first. And then you can teach. Well, if you want to coordinate forgiveness for somebody, you got to receive it first. And then you can give it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of a different angle on this, and that is, okay, well, we know that bitterness is hurting us. We know that by receiving forgiveness, we have an ability to extend that forgiveness, but why does God forgive? Why are we in this discussion? Why is this happening? We'll cover that when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Sorry now. From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
Do you have any vintage Christmas ornaments on your tree? Here's a vintage Christmas message. It's from Billy Graham, the year 1953.
That tiny, remote, secluded manger with its sweet-smelling straw and its lowing cattle comprised the homely stage upon which the most striking and significant drama of the centuries was enacted. It was there that God, in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, became identified with man. Angels blended their voices with peasants on that first Christmas morning when the glorious news of Christ's birth reverberated throughout the land. Heaven and earth were once more united in the bonds of unity by those tiny infant hands of the babe of Bethlehem.
Jesus grew into a man who died on a cross so that your sins could be forgiven. You can accept that gift of forgiveness and begin a relationship with Jesus right now. Let us tell you how at this website, findpeacewithgod.net. This is the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. How tough are we on commercials where a commercial like that from Excalibur Roofing, that's the winner of the best commercial. That just shows you how maybe dull some of the commercials have become.
What's up, Davey?
Yeah, see, we've come a long way from that, so we should probably utilize some of our capacities to come a long way from that. I don't know. Call me nutty cuckoo. Okay, don't. Couple things to let you know. I do want you to be aware. Number one, Chris Brown's True Stewardship Christmas $100,000 giveaway ends December 31st. You can enter as many times as you want. You got to go to stewardship.com. Can I repeat that? Because I think people need to know that. Stewardship.com. And put in your information. They will not send you something every day. You can opt into something, but you have to opt into it. So you can enter every day. They're giving away cash, prizes, all these different things. Go do it. It's worth it. It'll take you 1 minute out of your life. And Chris Brown's been on the show a couple times. Very, very energetic, interesting, fascinating, thought-provoking, you know, quite frankly. Every time we get together and have an interview, it's great. It's just really good dynamic there. Please do not forget. I should say this differently. Here's something you should never forget. Don't forget this. Hey, try to remember what I'm about to tell you. Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. here on KPRZ. And then finally, don't forget about Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. Pastor Sean's kind of growing up in the ranks. I'm just telling you right now, he's got a show. He's moving up. It's that if you ever want to see a person where they're going from local to a little bit more regional and then regional to eventual national, that's where Pastor Sean's going. If you want more information on Genesis Tours, the best tour company there is, apparently, the best tour company according to the Vatican and the best tour company according to multitudes of people who've done multiple trips to Israel. So if they've gone to all these different trips with all these different tours, Genesis Tours keeps coming out on top. I get it. You know, if somebody's got the best hot dog, okay, they got the best hot dog. It's like, okay. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. I don't know that Reuven's going to appreciate that I just compared him to a hot dog, but since he's probably in Israel right now, I'm not going to tell him. Okay, that's how I solve that. So we were discussing earlier Bitter Betties and Bobbies. That's just having pain, not extending forgiveness, holding on to anger too much so it becomes bitter and that becoming a poison within us. And then we discussed with the way that we need to approach that, and that's by using the truth. And one of the key truths is forgiveness in Jesus Christ is our strength for giving forgiveness. So how do we forgive? It has to be connected to our receiving forgiveness in order for us to be able to give forgiveness. But I want to get to one other core issue, and then we'll come back to that, and that is, but why? Why does God do it? I mean, it's fine. But why does God do it? And I'm going to tell you why God forgives people. Does he forgive everybody? It does not appear so, does it? He extends the forgiveness to everybody, but it doesn't seem applicable to everybody, does it? But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm saying simply, why does God offer forgiveness? Ready? Really complex. Get back. Sit down. Drive safe. He loves us. God offers forgiveness because he loves us. God doesn't have love. He is love. He's also holy. He's also righteous. Some things have to be fulfilled, but he offers it to us. It's called love. It's not called love by feeling. I know if you watch cartoons on different stations, you find out they go, love's all about feeling. People that say love's not a feeling, they're crazy. Well, no, real love is giving and sacrificial. Real love is laying your life down for someone. Not because you feel anything, but it's an act of sacrifice. It's an act of selflessness versus selfishness. When you are not self-centered, but other people-centered, you are more Christ-like than God-like. 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 through 16 says this, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. For people to misunderstand what this love is, it is agape love in the Greek. And the love that God is talking about is the love of action, decision, and sacrifice, not of feelings. That would be phileo. That is would be incorrect. The love of God is something you and I can rely on. You know, somebody tells you in the beginning of your Christian walk that God loves you. And you and I think that in the beginning of our walk, that's fantastic. That's great to be loved. But as we go in our Christianity and grow in our Christianity, we don't feel so lovable. Because we know what we've done and we know what we're capable of. But that does not change the love of God. God doesn't love you less now than when you first said yes to him. Just think about how bizarre that would be. Here's the all-knowing, almighty, all-present God loving you when you're 20, and now you're 30, he doesn't love you so much. It's like, well, why didn't he know that when you were 20? It doesn't make sense. You got to kind of follow these things, follow the ball, so to speak. What's one of the cool things about the love of God? Well, in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5, hello. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. I am so thankful that the Lord occasionally has amnesia. Lord, remember when I... Nope. Okay, never mind. But why would you bring it up? What is the value? Well, I want him to know I'm sorry for my sins. He doesn't know? He's not God? You just want to keep talking about it because, you see? Love is not somebody, though, and I should say this is important. Love is not somebody that is blind to that which is lacking, but loves past that which is lacking. That's real love. I mean, I'm just funning on the other stuff, but you get the picture. In Lamentations 3:17 through 23, It's great, Portia, because I've been deprived of peace. I've forgotten what prosperity is. So I say my splendor is gone, and all that I hope for from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering and my bitterness. I will remember them. My soul is downcast within me, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope because of the Lord's great love. We are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's one of the things that I tell people that I think is kind of cool is, you know, when you wake up in the morning, just think about this. When you wake up in the morning, what happens? I mean, this just happened to me this morning. So you wake up. And it takes you, I don't know, it takes a couple extra seconds, but let's say it takes you 10 seconds to kind of get your bearing. Like, okay, where am I? Okay, I'm in a bed. That was my alarm clock. There's my water next to my bed, right? And for me, it's like, okay, there's my best friend in the world, my wife, and wait, in between us is what? It's furry, it's fuzzy, it's 75 pounds. Oh, my goodness, my dog's in the bed with me. So that's because he always comes in afterwards because he's no dummy. He waits till we fall asleep, and then he comes in and sits down in between us. So anyway, and then I get up and then I, you know, kind of, you know, smack my face and I become conscious to the world. You know what I'm talking about when you become conscious? Some people don't really become conscious till they drink coffee. I give it to you. But you become alert, right? Well, at that point when you become alert, here's something you should recognize. God just gave you a fresh start. He just said, wiped out, my mercies are new, my compassions are new every morning. They never fail. Here's another morning for you. Let's go at it again. That's what happens every single morning. God is saying, let's do it again. Let's go again. Let's try again. That's because he loves us. His great love enables us not to be consumed, and that's why you wake up that next day. So while we got to fight through the bitterness, and we need to understand receiving forgiveness in Jesus is our strength for giving it, we got to understand the core to forgiveness itself. It's God's love. That's the core. When we come back, we're going to put all three together, being bitter, pushing past that, and learning how do we forgive and how do we process that forgiveness, understanding that forgiveness comes from God's love. Then what's the last thing we need to do? That's what we cover when we'll get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is Carmen LaBurge of The Reconnect for townhall.com. President Barack Obama recently observed that Donald Trump is not ideological but pragmatic. I agree. Donald Trump is a pragmatist who values the deal above all else. Pragmatists are often morally flexible, and their decision-making is based on what gets the job done, as opposed to being guided by moral absolutes. This may challenge the expectations of ideological conservatives and people of convictional faith who supported Trump. Who he now chooses to surround himself with matters immensely. Those who are ideologically conservative or convictional about their faith have already made decisions that limit the range of options in any given situation. Pragmatists don't tend to see such a bounded set of options. Let's hope Trump does indeed surround himself with the best and the brightest, and may they be men and women of conviction. I'm Carmen LaBurge.
Protect your wealth with gold and silver from Roslyn Capital. Call 800-299-8200. 800-299-8200.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
And she raised these kids pretty much single-handedly.
This is Focus on the Family Minute. That's Eric Metaxas, and he says Susanna Wesley made a profound impact on her children by simply being a loving, committed mom.
And when you read about how she did that, and how she struggled and what she put up with, it is unbelievable. And I guarantee you, in the midst of it all, she was begging God for strength and help. It was not like a cakewalk for this woman. And she would have never said, oh yeah, I'm a superwoman, I can do it all. She was dedicated to her kids. But guess what? Two of those kids changed the face of the world because of the mothering of their mother, Susanna Wesley. And I said, this is an astounding thing, that all she did was what she could do, which was to be a mother to these kids.
Even if you don't feel like it, you're making a great difference in your child's life. Eric shares more encouragement for your parenting journey at familyminute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I haven't even mentioned this, but if you want to, you can reach the show. I don't know how you want to do it. You can drive by the studio and wave. Hello. Hello, Dave. Hello. You can always send us an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you're not happy with Tugboat Todd's input, send him an email at my name's Tugboat Todd. You can send me an email, but you got to do it right now. I only got about 30 seconds before this email dissolves at gmail.com. Time's up. Okay. Well, you had your shot, so we didn't want to say you didn't get that shot, and we just want to make sure you got it. Tugboat Todd actually just told me something that we're going to discuss next hour that talks about this show and this teaching and my own son and him as a son, and we're going to carry it over, but we're going to do it very politely. And so even when I'm listening to myself, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could do this better. I could do this better. Apparently, I didn't realize I could do a lot of things better, but we'll talk about that in the next hour. Let's close this out. We were talking about bitter Bettys and Bobbies, talking about hanging on to pain too much and not forgiving, becoming bitter. Talked about the fact that the way to forgive, or how we forgive, is to receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and that becomes our strength for giving that forgiveness, since we can't give what we don't have. And we talked about the core of forgiveness, understanding that at the core of forgiveness is God's love. And that's a love that we can count on, and that love is fresh for us each and every morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 17 through 23. The last thing I want to talk about this is understanding that we need to be giving what we get, and that is that love that we're receiving and that forgiveness that we're receiving, we need to have a mindset that says we need to be giving that forgiveness after receiving that forgiveness. We need to be giving that forgiveness after receiving that forgiveness. I'm not going to read the entire text, but I'm going to read the beginning part and then talk about it. It says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Some translations, by the way, say 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Many people know this story. It's about one servant who owed a great deal of money to a king, $15 million. And the king let him off. And then he came across somebody who owed him money, 15 bucks. And he wouldn't let the guy off. Had him tossed in jail. And so the Lord, in teaching this story, tells us that we need to forgive one another from the heart, which means for real. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I want you to understand that in those days, the rabbis used to teach that you can forgive somebody three times. Three times before you would no longer forgive them anymore. Peter, recognizing that Jesus' teachings are much more dramatic, much more emphasized, much more at the core of the heart of the Father, he thought he was being nice. So what about seven times? That's even twice plus one. There are three, now I'm talking seven. Isn't that fantastic? Jesus goes 77 or 490. It doesn't matter if you're counting 77 or 490. You're missing the point. Jesus is saying 10 times that. You should forgive as often as forgiveness is sought from you, no matter what the case. You should forgive. You got to be forgiven because that's what I call you to. And then Jesus, not in the nicest manner in the world, but just simply says at the end of that text, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart, which means when somebody says, please forgive me, you can't go, I forgive you. And then just walk away, not really forgiving them, because God knows if you're really forgiving somebody or not. Colossians 3:13, that's a reference point that we'll use for the script. Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against one another, forgive as the Lord forgave you. There it is. How much forgiveness should you and I extend? How much forgiveness did you and I receive? We are supposed to forgive as the Lord forgave us. Is there a comparison, really, to how much the Lord has forgiven us compared to what we might forgive somebody else? No. So how much should we forgive? And that would be a great way to script it. How much should we forgive? As much as the Lord forgave us. You need a barrier? You need a number? I can tell you right now, you've sinned at least 292,000 times in an 80-year lifetime, just to let you know. We need to be a forgiving people. We get to receive this forgiveness. Peter even asks the question, well, how often should we do this forgiving thing? And Jesus is like, all the time. All the time. 3, 7, 490 try. Because what the Lord has forgiven us is, by comparison, $15 million to $15. $15 million to $15. But here's a big key. It's got to be real. It's got to be from the heart. Don't, playing lip service is cool and all to other Christians. But guess who's looking at your heart when you do that? God. When you go, I forgive you, but in your heart, like, no, I don't. And God's right there going, I heard that. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to be real. You got to have forgiveness towards others, obviously. You better have some forgiveness towards yourself, because the Lord graces you, gifts you through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, forgiveness. You have to receive that for yourself, right? So you can be in line and in keeping with God. We need to be a people that is giving out that which we get, giving that forgiveness that God has given us. Don't be a bitter Betty or Bobby. Forgive because the Lord forgives you. Recognize its core out of the love that comes from God, and be a person that takes that forgiving and give that graciously to others. We should forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. That's the level, and that's the measure. That's what he tells us. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Take a short break, then we're going to come back. You will get a chance to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.